Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So one of the new things that has popped up has been a change of how IRAs can be rolled over. So I have invited a very special guest. I know I say my guests are special, but boy, do I have a special one for you today. Ed Slott, CPA, Ed Slott and Company, LLC, that's his company. He is a huge leader in the financial services community. He is known as Mr. IRA. He's an expert. He's been featured on NBC, ABC, CBS, CNBC, CNN, Fox, PBS. The list goes on and on. Ed, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks, Dave. I've also been on All My Children. Nah, just kidding.
Well, listen,
I think as long as throw everything else in.
You might as well. Well, the enthusiasm is real because it's a treat to have you on. And Ed is a very busy guy. He does a lot of training of advisors. And I know of a number of advisors who've been through Ed's training on how to do the right things and do the best planning you can with your IRA. So getting Ed on the program was very good. And I wanted Ed to come on because there's several things we can talk about today, Ed, because I know your knowledge in this area is both wide and deep. But one of the big things that's just come up is the IRS just changed the rules, or there was a ruling that will result in this, and how rollovers can work and whether somebody has to pay taxes on them. And so I'd love for you to kind of walk us through that and some of the practical implications of that rule change.
Well, people have IRAs, as you know, in different banks, brokers, financial advisors, wherever they keep mutual fund companies. And sometimes they want to change where they have their IRA. So you can move from one IRA to another. It's your money. You can put it wherever you want. But it's the way you move it that will determine how much you keep and how much goes to the government. Now, generally, when you move IRA money, it should be tax-free unless you actually want to take the money out. But if you want to just move from, say, one bank to another or one financial advisor to another, you should do direct transfers where you never touch the money in between, and that will solve all the problems I'm going to tell you about.
Okay.
Where you say, bank one, just send it to advisor two by direct transfer, I don't want to touch the money. And then you can do that all day long, make 10 transfers a day, nobody cares, because you never have access to the money. But many people don't do that. They do what's called a rollover, an indirect rollover, where they actually take a check and then they have 60 days to get it from one IRA to another IRA. Now, if you do that, you can only do that once a year, and a year is 365 days, not a calendar year, a fiscal year.
Okay.
And if you do it a second time, which lots of people do, there's no relief. So let's say you had a lot of money, $300,000 in an IRA, and you want to move to a new advisor.
Okay.
But you already changed banks, say, in the last 12 months doing a rollover, not the direct transfer. Remember, these are only problems if you don't do the direct transfer. And now you move your $300,000, your entire retirement savings, a second time within the 12 months to the new advisor, who may not be up on these rules, and he takes the money, and all of a sudden you have no more IRA. That second transfer is a taxable event. Your entire IRA is taxed, and if you're under 59.5, that's a 10% penalty. And if you actually did put it in another IRA, that's an ineligible rollover. So now you have another 6% penalty for every year this excess contribution remains in the account, and there is no fix for it. That's a fatal error. So what IRS used to allow, they used to allow you to do that once a year from each separate IRA. So if you had three IRAs, the rule applied to each IRA separately. Well, there was a new tax court case recently where somebody was trying to push the envelope, let's say, game the system and keep doing rollovers and putting money back in and out and in and out and effectively gaining use of the money, not really intending to do rollovers. He lost his case, and the IRS just came out with new rules and said, enough of that. The new rule, starting January 2015, you get one chance a year, every 12 months, to do this rollover where you take the money out. If you do a second one, that's it. That's all taxable, and you can't fix it. So I'm telling people, don't do these rollovers, then you have no problem. But that's going to be the rule. Even though, and here's the tricky part, you might hear what I'm saying and then go to IRS publication 590, that's the Bible on the IRA rules, from IRS, and that publication will say you can do separate rollovers from each account, but that's not the case anymore. IRS will revise that. So you may look up something online and say, no, IRS says you can do it. Well, you can't do it. And if you rely on the publication, which sounds unconscionable, because you could say, but I saw it online. It's on the IRS public. It's in the IRS publication. That may be. That's going to be changed. So you need to know the rules. That's why you need information quicker than you can find it, even sometimes online. And you have to know that not to do these separate rollovers. Just do direct transfers whenever you move IRA money.
The IRS is going to say that we were for the rollover before we were against the rollover.
Yeah, but, you know, it's tricky because let's say you have a do-it-yourself as not using an advisor, and he does his research diligently following the rules in Publication 590. Those are not the rules anymore.
Well, there you go. And so,
if you have done this up until January 1st, 2015, you're okay. Clean up your act and going forward, you know, anybody who's done it in the past was actually doing it legally because that was the rule, those were the rules then, you're okay.
But it's the change, and it's, people got to be careful. And I think the simple advice, Ed, which you've really said very clearly, get away from all that. Just do your direct transfer, your direct rollover from one institution to the other. Don't touch the money.
Yeah, then you don't have to worry about anything I just said. But people don't do that. And I tell you, there's reasons people don't do that. You may hear me say do a direct transfer, and then you want to go to your bank and change to another investment, let's say, to another advisor. And they say, well, and you might say, I just heard this guy on the radio. He says, do a direct transfer. And the clerk says, well, I don't know what that is. Let me speak to this guy. Let me speak to another guy. 3 weeks later, we're checking in. We're looking at the home office. At some point, you're going to say, the heck with it. Just give me the darn check.
Right.
And that's how those things happen, because people on the front lines are not really, don't really have this knowledge, unfortunately. I have an advisor that's really up on things, and they should be.
Well, and that they should be, and that's exactly the whole point of why people, you know, I know people, some people, Ed, you know this very well, they get really caught up with wanting to do certain things themselves, and there are some people out there who just are do-it-yourselfers.
Right.
But boy, if there was ever a time to get some advice and some guidance, now this is it.
But this is the kind of thing that you could actually see somebody losing 30 years of retirement savings in one fell swoop just by making this mistake.
Yeah, and the example you gave where it's $300,000, it doesn't matter if it's $300, it's $100, it's $1 million, it doesn't matter what it is, it still can be, because with all of that income being reported, the IRS is you're going to get a 1099, the IRS is going to get a copy, and it's going to be the whole, you could be, especially with the current tax law, you could be at 50% tax bracket, right? I mean, with all in with these different things, very quickly in half.
Yeah, there are new stealth taxes that came in just, I would like to say this year, but really 2013. But people are still doing their 2013 taxes. And they're going to see when income raises, hopefully not because you made a mistake, but maybe because you had additional income, you're going to see hidden taxes, what I and a lot of people call stealth taxes.
Sure.
They're under the radar. How does that happen? Well, no congressman wants to look you in the eye and say, "I'm not raising your, you know, I'm raising your taxes." They don't want to ever say that. Mm-hmm. So what do? They raise them anyway in ways they hope you don't see, and that's what we call stealth taxes, where they don't raise the rate, so to speak, but they start taking away things, benefits, deductions, exemptions, credits, which in effect raises your taxes. And that's what we have now. So you have to be very careful on your bracket management, especially if you're at the upper income levels.
Sure. Absolutely. Ed Slott, ladies and gentlemen, CPA, the IRA expert in the financial services community. IRAhelp.com is the website. Lots of good information there about Ed and his resources. And we'll grab a quick break. We'll be right back.
Many people invest without ever knowing what they pay in investment fees. When was the last time you dropped your car off for service and told them to fix whatever they want without getting an estimate first? I'll bet never. Why treat your portfolio any different? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
Welcome back. We have Ed Slott, CPA, on the line. Ed is a master at IRAs and knowing how they work and updating us on some of the recent rule changes. Ed's also an author, has written many books, best-selling books. A couple I'll mention, just two of the many. Retirement Decision Guide, 2013 edition, 125 Ways to Save and Stretch Your Wealth.
2014 edition.
Oh, well, hey, I'm already behind here.
Yeah.
2014 edition, 125 Ways to Save and Stretch Your Wealth. And Fund Your Future, a tax smart savings plan for you if you're in your 20s and 30s. That's good stuff, Ed. So, okay, so we know Ed says do direct transfers. Don't take the money and run and try to do the rollover. Just do direct transfers.
Yeah, you can still move your money around. Just do it directly and with an advisor, hopefully, that knows the rules.
There you go. There you go. Well put, Ed. Okay, so let's do this. Let's move on to, because I know you've seen over your career a lot of mistakes that people make. What are some of the other big ones that, you know, that's an easy one we've identified. What are some of the other big mistakes you've seen made by individuals as well as by advisors in working with IRAs?
Well, not knowing what happens when you take the money out, not having what I call an exit strategy. In other words, you put the money in, do you have a plan to take it out? Because it's the way you take it out that will determine how much you keep and how much goes to the government. And here's the big problem in America. We have people that have been working, a lot of the baby boomers, over 30 years already, building, accumulating. But now they're getting to the point where they go into the second half of the game, where they start to take that money out. After all, what did you do all this saving sacrificing for, putting all this money into 401ks and then rolling it to IRAs? Why did you do that? You did that so one day in retirement, hopefully, you could have it to spend, enjoy, or even pass on to your loved ones after death.
Sure.
So there comes a point where you start moving from accumulating to taking the money out. And even if you don't want to move to that point because you want to keep accumulating, that's fine. The government says, you know what? Enough is enough. Once you hit 70 and a half, we're going to force you to go the other way and start taking that money out. And that's when everything changes. And that's where most people feel that they don't have the help. I talk with a lot of consumers. They say, we have great advisors. They helped us make all this money. But if we don't have a plan to get it out, what good is it? I don't care if your advisor made you 20, 30% a year for 30 years. If you lose it all on the way out to tax mistakes, what have you done? You built a savings account for Uncle Sam, and he's not even your real uncle.
Well,
so you have to know the rules. So the big mistake is not realizing that when it goes the other way, remember, these accounts, 401ks, IRAs, are infested, not invested, infested with taxes. And they all come out when you start taking the money out. So you have to have a plan to get that money out. And if you don't have a plan and you're not proactive, you get the government plan. And that's probably not a good plan.
We don't want that one.
Because if you're just going to do whatever the government says, not that the government is bad or anything, but the government has rules. Like I said, at 70 and a half, they're going to tell you what to do. So you need to be proactive. And I tell a lot of people, given today's low tax rates, there are ways to really, really eliminate or reduce a lot of the tax built up in those IRAs out at low brackets, converting to Roth.
And that's what I was going to comment is it may be a little counterintuitive for people, but it may make a lot of sense to take it out before you have to start those RMDs at 7.5. May start them early. And I just met with one of my clients, Ed, you'll get a kick out of this. And I said, look, I know you don't want to do it, but we're going to go ahead and expose your IRA. We're going to take it out and we're going to pay at 25% because that's going to be cheap compared to what you may pay later. You know, I know it's not pleasant, but we've got to do those kinds of things because otherwise you want to be in control and do it on your table, not on the IRS's table.
Well, remember, the longer you wait, the longer you're building up a tax liability. So if you wait to get that money out, you're going to pay probably at higher rates, and if you've done well investing, and a higher balance. With the Roth IRA, you have to take the long-term big picture view. Yes, it's right. Exactly what you said, Dave, that it's counterintuitive, because I just said keep your taxes low, but it pays to take a hit up front, so you'll have a year or two, maybe some high taxes, but then it's a free ride. The great thing about the Roth IRA, there's a number of great things,
sure,
but you don't have to worry about what taxes will be in your future, because you know you'll have a 0% tax rate. So you never have to worry about what future tax increases could do to your retirement lifestyle and your retirement dreams. Plus, Roth conversions, they come with do-overs. It's one of the only provisions in the tax code that you can see how it goes and get a do-over for a limited time. For example, if you convert any time in 2014, you have until October 15, 2015 to undo it for any reason. Maybe you decided against it, but let's say you did well and you built up some income during that time. That's all tax-free. So it's a pretty good deal, and it's a way to keep most of your money from being exposed to future higher taxes.
Yeah, and on that point, too, you know, we're not suggesting that, you know, we be reckless about it. This is all very deliberate planning so that our listeners understand it. And, you know, one of the things that people also don't recognize if they don't have good advice on this is that, you know, even we could get the do-over you mentioned on the Roth, we don't get a break in the future for taxes we pay today. It's not like if I take a whole bunch of money out of an IRA in 1 year to get income, and then down the road, I don't have as much income. It's not like I'm going to get some credit for that in the future. You know, these years stand on their own, and people don't understand that. I had a client one time that had a life insurance of $100,000 and an IRA of $100,000, and they wanted to pay off the mortgage. Guess which one they pulled to pay off the mortgage? They pulled the IRA, and all this income tax, they just didn't plan it ahead, and that's what's so critical.
Well, you have to look at that and look at the long-term big picture. You know, we have a lot of information. I have the guide that you talked about, Ed Slott's Retirement Decisions Guide. You can see it on our website, irahelp.com. And that goes through all the basics. It's a small guide, but it hits a lot of ideas that can get your antennas up. It even shows you how to coordinate your IRA distributions with taking Social Security.
Good.
It's the opposite of what most people think. You're probably better off delaying Social Security and taking money out of IRAs in your 60s to get a nice chunk more in your Social Security starting at age 70. So there are a lot of strategies like that where you can really keep more of the money you make.
You have to look at them together, and that's so good, Ed. That's on the point. Ed Slott, ladies and gentlemen, CPA, and he is a master IRA expert, irahelp.com. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Did you know living longer could be the death of your retirement? According to the U.S. Census Bureau, babies born today can expect to live until an average age of 78. Whether you're retiring today, tomorrow, or in 20 years, you must ask yourself, will your retirement plan go the distance? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And welcome back. We have Ed Slott on the line with us, CPA, and the website is irahelp.com. Check out all of Ed's materials and the books and a lot of good stuff there. I know another area that I want to touch on, and we have a few minutes here, Ed, I wanted to get to is IRA beneficiary forms.
Right, that's the other big mistake.
what do you see? And I mean, obviously, we know that they need to be very careful, but what are people doing?
I was just talking with somebody. Matter of fact, the call before this one, it was a divorce. And today in divorce, especially older couples who divorce and have large IRAs, that's the asset they're splitting up. So they make all these arrangements, but then nobody tells them to update the beneficiary form.
Oh, boy.
And it can go to the ex-spouse. Now, we were just talking about taxes, 30, 40%. Well, if your IRA goes to the wrong person, that's 100% tax.
Yeah, in fact,
your family gets disinherited.
Yeah, it might be even more than that if you end up having to come out of pocket for somewhere else to make good
on
what
you're... Well, here's the thing. Yeah. Anytime you have what I call a life event, and what's a life event? A change, a birth, a death, a marriage, a divorce, a remarriage, you had a new grandchild, a change in the tax laws, a change in any of the factors you relied on to create these plans. IRAs and 401ks pass by beneficiary forms. They're not covered in your will. That's a big mistake.
Yeah.
People say, well, I had a will done. I'm sure that's taken care of. If it is taken care of in your will, you've just cut short the life of that IRA. You remember, the beneficiary form determines the ultimate future value of your retirement savings, how much it will be taxed, how soon it will be taxed, how long it can be paid out to beneficiaries. And that has to be updated any time you have an event, and get a copy of your beneficiary form and name primary beneficiaries and contingent beneficiaries. Again, a good proactive advisor will advise you on these things. But these are often left, they fall through the cracks. I know people that have 401ks, when I talk about beneficiary forms, they say, oh, the company takes care of that. No, they don't. They're not your advisors.
No,
they don't
not.
Work for you.
Well,
in fact, they'd like as little contact with you as possible.
Well put, Ed. You know what? Speak to this. One of the other areas that is very confusing, not only just the selection and designations on an IRA beneficiary form, but you mentioned the will. How about with trust, where people are trying to get the money to go either be handled by the trust or to go through the trust? You see some big messes there as well?
Well, people with large IRAs tend to worry that the beneficiaries might squander the money, and rightfully so. I mean, if you have $1 million or more in an IRA, chances are you worked hard to get that money. And the last thing you want, you probably realize, I'm not going to spend all that money in my lifetime. I hope you do. You'd have fun doing it, but most people don't. And now you start realizing, well, if I leave this to my kids, even if they're in their 30s already, they'll just blow it. That's what most clients tell me.
Yeah.
So they name a trust as the beneficiary, sort of like a watchdog, a policeman, because they'll be dead. They won't be around. So they name a trustee to try and make sure it's not squandered. But when an IRA goes to a trust, you have a combination of trust tax rules and IRA tax rules,
yep.
And it gets into this complex web of tax rules that have to be navigated. And if you don't set it up correctly, actually naming the trust can backfire, where more of it gets lost, not to your squandering beneficiaries, but to taxes, if you don't know how to set it up properly. I'm not saying not to name a trust. If you want to name a trust because you're worried about control after death, that's probably the right thing to do.
And
but
the key,
just so you know,
yeah.
The trust tax rates are much higher. They come in at much lower rates. For example, in 2014, a married couple wouldn't hit the top 39.6% rate till their taxable income exceeds over $457,000. Yet, a trust hits that high rate, 39.6, after just about $12,000 of income. So you have to be very careful. You know, on one hand, you want to have your trustee keep the money in the trust so the kids don't blow it. But there are ways to set it up so that you can have the control and avoid the high trust tax rates.
And that's
one way
key.
Is with a Roth conversion. Another way is using something called a conduit trust. Yeah. And I have a lot of that information in my books and on the website. So if you're worried, if you have a large IRA, you may want to look there and see how you can get the best of both worlds. And you can if you have the right planning. You can control it after death so they don't squander it and eliminate that high trust tax.
And that was the point I wanted to make sure we got to, is there are ways to do it. And that's why I wanted you to speak to that, Ed. You have to be very careful. I had a gentleman in my office the other day, and he had a plain vanilla trust, very basic trust, and the IRAs were all designated to go to that trust because he wanted the trust to control it. And I said, whoa, whoa, whoa. And so I sent him back to the attorney to get the conduit, that see-through trust language, so that it would not be triggering that 40% taxes at, you know, $12,000 above that number. So this is something that can be done, but you got to be real careful.
Right. Yeah. Again, you need good advisors. And again, this is on the way out. This is the tax planning, the income taxes, the estate taxes. And you really need advisors that have this kind of training. We train advisors all over the country, and you can even find those on our website who have taken training with us.
Very good, Ed. Ed Slott, ladies and gentlemen. Ed's a CPA. He is well regarded as an IRA expert. IRAhelp.com is the website. You can go and get a lot more good information. Check out the website, the resources, the books. Ed, I want to thank you very much for making time for us for this program.
Thanks a lot for having me on. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.